Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maryland defeated Minnesota 77-71 on Monday. They've won 2 in a row. Can they make it 3 in a row? More importantly, win a game on the road. They take on Northwestern tonight at 9. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Chris Nockey will be on the call with Johnny Holiday right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us now. And Chris, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to tonight, let's look back to Monday. They're not going to hang that one in the Louvre, but they did get the win. I guess, you know, coming off of Friday night, we should have assumed a bit of a letdown. Empty barn compared to the packed house on Friday. Just your thoughts.
I think all of that's correct. It felt like a UCLA hangover to a degree. But you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, you do get the win. And, the second half, you scored 45 points in it in sort of a – and it. I mean, it was not a great effort, not a great affair for sure. But I think it sort of underscored the capabilities of the team. You took a pretty good shot from a Minnesota team that obviously came in hungry, 0-5 in the league coming into that game, and they played their tails off. Minnesota did in the first half.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you take the win, you move on, you prepare to play for Northwestern, which is what's on the table tonight.
One more thing on the UCLA game. Because you obviously coached at this level for a long time and understand it. And I know that, Cronin obviously is accomplished and has done a lot of things in his career.
He told us.
But he did, to walk the verbal walk that he walked and then get himself chucked and then after the game say, yeah, I basically quit back on them. Like, I'd seen enough. We had no chance to win. So I wanted to get thrown out of it. Like, is he walking a super fine line? Like, does any of this, as a former coach, kind of blow your mind?
I tell you, there's so much about it that's sort of unconscionable to me, and I don't know where to start. First of all, the calling out of his players publicly.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say that in the locker room, and I think we've all had those moments out of frustration where you upend the buffet table in the locker room, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we're all sort of prone to that, particularly in the first 5 minutes after the heat of the moment. So you vent, you say what's on your mind, which you may very well have said, but you don't take that into a room full of media. At least I mean. I don't know Mick, and he's been to Final Fours.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's an accomplished guy, but to me, there's something that's really off about that. But then here's the other thing, and to me, this is the kicker. You got what you wanted in that effort by UCLA against Maryland. They played their tails off. They fought and scratched on a road game. They gave it their best shot, and they're within 6 with 6 to play. and you ultimately decide that game.
Yes,
yeah. Because you get
points.
The double technicals. Yeah, it's so now it goes from 6-12 or 6-13, whatever it did, and it's game over. And like all I could think about, and I said as much when it happened. I said, if I'm a player wearing blue, I'm furious.
Yeah,
I'm furious because we responded to what he said. We responded. We gave it our best effort. They weren't good enough. And Maryland played, 30, 35 minutes of really good basketball mm-hmm. that night. And so I don't know. It just, even afterwards, I was just sort of dumbfounded by what I had seen. And of course, it happened. Him getting kicked out was right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. There's not a coach in America that wouldn't have gotten booted for what he said. So there's sometimes you think, yeah, it's kind of iffy.
Right.
No. He dropped the big one multiple times, and it was, it was pretty egregious.
Yeesh.
We're talking to Chris Nagy. It's Inside Access here on the Family. Okay, well, let's look to tonight. And, of course, the bugaboo for this team, not just this year, but of late, winning on the road, especially in conference. So what challenge does Northwestern bring tonight?
Chris Collins does a really nice job every year. They're really fundamental. They're solid. They play really good basketball. He's got two guys who are averaging right about 19 a game, and it's they're really sort of solid bookend players. One's a they're both kind of wing players. Martinelli and Barnheiser. These two guys have been around. They know how to play. They're veterans. Either one of them is capable of getting 25 or 26 in a game. In fact, Martinelli just scored 27 against Michigan State the other night here. So that's the biggest challenge, containing those two guys. There's a big guy inside, Nicholson, you got to keep off the glass. I think we've got all the things we need to do to combat all that. But you said it, Ken, right out of the gate here. It's just rhetoric until you do it, and you got to start winning on the road. Those are, these things are differentiating wins. And ultimately, if you really want to ascend up the standings, this is where you have to do it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, this is a Northwestern team that has a big win over Illinois, but also is allowing seemingly everybody else they play in conference to score 80 on them. And obviously, the Terps are built with two bigs in a way that not a lot of teams are. I mean, does that seem like a for a Maryland team that seemingly scores 77 when it can take a half off. Is this one where they might just be able to score too much for Northwestern to keep pace?
Well, I thought that when Terps were getting ready to play Washington,
yeah,
right.
I just thought you get to a certain number.
They can't get there. Yeah,
they're not going to get there. But it didn't quite happen like that. So. They play 40 minutes for a reason. There's always a stretch where we're sort of playing, not down to the level of competition, but we're playing their pace. We're playing the style they want to play. And, I think Kevin Willard and his staff have done a really good job forcing tempo this year. They're playing fast, like a lot of teams in the NCAA now are playing fast and scoring 80 plus points. It's a great thing to watch. But you can't allow yourself to get bogged down. And it's a lot easier to slow a game down than it is to speed it up. You just got to figure out ways to speed it up. And by the way, we foul too much.
Yeah.
One of the ways you slow down the pace of the game is by putting the other guys on the foul line. And I think that's one of the things that we've been doing too much of as well. So I think this team is still a work in progress, and I think the promise is phenomenal. But it's January 16th, so we got to take those last couple strides.
Chris, with that in mind, I'm curious. Obviously, they haven't played everybody yet, but this is the seventh conference game, and we watch on TV. You could see almost everybody. What do you think of this conference so far?
Yeah, I think it's really good, and I'm impressed by the infusion of the transfers that we've seen across the board. I love the way Illinois, and you mentioned Illinois, they had lost in here to Northwestern in a almost inconceivable fashion, a game that they had in control with 4 minutes to play and lost in overtime. But Illinois, Michigan are very, very good teams. We've seen Purdue. They'll never beat themselves. I think top to bottom, it's great. And I think that, it might not be – the SEC's just got a lot going on right now. It's a great conference. But, I mean, like you compare it to what remains of the ACC and the back half, the back 10 or 12 teams in the ACC would be in last place in this league. I really believe that. So, I think that it's a good year for the league for sure. And it's going to lead to a lot of bids come tournament time.
Maryland and Northwestern tonight at 9. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan, beginning with pregame coverage at 8:00. Chris Nockey, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Maryland and Northwestern. Chris will be on the call with Johnny Holiday. Coming up next, though.
My kid played for Cronin. We'd have had a hell of a Zoom. I can tell you that after that Maryland game. We would have had a hell of a – taking a victory lap about getting myself chucked from the game, not even saying, oh, yeah, and it cost us 7 points, which actually turned the game. The game was not over when he got himself chucked. That would grind my gears after calling those kids out.
Hey, the back-to-back post games were like from an alternate dimension. Like killing them publicly after the last game and then doing that after the next game was absolutely insane to me. Coming up next, we'll see if Bone gets here. But if not, the Ravens take on the Bills. And what about that Bills pass rush? Could they cause problems for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.